Proclamation number 7151, dated the June 22, 1958. Natural disaster before the end. The earth will be shaken in its very foundations, because people shall be very clearly reminded of the end just once more, so that the thought of death will arise in them when they see themselves at the mercy of forces over which they have no control. Many people will in fact wonder how these earthly tremors came about, but the rapidly succeeding events will not give them time for an answer. For then detonations of huge proportions in different areas of the world will follow, which make people incapable of thought. These will then be accompanied by a raging of the natural elements with inconceivable consequences, the extent of which can only be assessed by the survivors after the event. They will be inclined to believe that people's scientific experiments had been the cause of this incredibly enormous work of destruction. However, they will be mistaken. It is my voice which will and must resound forcefully, because people no longer listen to my gentle voice, and for their own sake a last rescue mission before the shortly ensuing end is still needed. Countless people will thus lose their lives. Good and evil people will fall prey to the work of destruction, but it can still be beneficial for the survivors if they learn their lessons from it, if they learn to recognize me and henceforth walk their path together with me. I have long announced this event in advance, yet meet with little belief, because people are unable to imagine a natural disaster on such a huge scale, and because nothing of the kind has ever been experienced since the start of this earthly period. Yet it has always been mentioned, and if people only had a shred of belief in my word, they would also expect one day what was announced to them a long time before. In the last days, however, all faith has vanished, and even my own find it difficult to take these proclamations seriously, although they are willing and always united with me by love. However, suddenly and unexpectedly the first signs will become apparent. Cosmic changes will manifest themselves, and everything seems to leave its lawful order. Strange observations will be made regarding the movements of the stars, and for short periods of time alarming eclipses occur, but time and again an apparent period of calm will follow, until the elements of nature are so suddenly and dreadfully unleashed that no one will have time for considerations, and then the only help available will be to mentally call upon me for protection in greatest peril and danger. All people who had previously accepted the information, even if it didn't seem credible to them, will be greatly blessed, because they will know about this only way and need only call upon me in spirit and in truth. But many of them will be incapable of thought, and I can only advise them to turn to me beforehand already by appealing to me for protection, and I will accept this request, because it also demonstrates their faith in me, which I then clearly want to strengthen. How the event will come to pass need not be explained to you humans, since it would not benefit you. But you can believe the fact that it will happen, and that it will exceed the hardship and misery which has occurred until now. And you can also inform your fellow human beings of it with inner conviction, for it can only be a blessing to know that everything is predetermined by your God and Creator, however, not in order to cause you harm, but only to help your souls, which are in extreme danger of going astray. For soon afterwards the end of this earth will occur, however, this will not be precipitated by me, but caused by human will, which I nevertheless won't prevent from accomplishing all destructive experiments, because the time has come for the unspiritual human race, when a separation of the spirits will have to take place, because all that which had left the divine order shall be led into order again, so that the faltered higher development can continue to progress on the new earth, which my love, wisdom and might will let arise again, corresponding to my eternal plan of salvation. Amen.